In the book of John, in John chapter 16, verse number 33, says this. This is from the New King James Bible. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, we've heard that verse, and there's great things here. One of the great things out of that verse is I just love the fact that this is Jesus himself saying to you and saying to me today, hey, be of good cheer. Be is one of those words. It's like anytime I see let or the word be, I see that in the New Testament, and that just stirs me because it takes me to this realization. If I see let or be, to me, I know that means I got a choice to make. If it says, let your heart not be troubled, okay, I know that means I've got a choice. I can either let my heart be troubled or I can choose not to. And I can choose not to in the strength of Jesus Christ and know that I won't be troubled. It's my choice. Well, this is the same thing here. Be of good cheer. That's a choice that we have to make. In other words, he's already provided for us everything we need in any situation, in any tribulation you might be facing today. He's saying, hey, listen, be of good cheer. You can either choose to be of good cheer or you can choose to dwell upon the problems. Look towards me. Take your eyes off the problems. Look towards me and just choose to be of good cheer. Be of good cheer because here's the fact. I've already overcome the world for you. So as we look at this verse today, and I'm going to spend some time looking at just this verse. As we look at this verse, I just want you to think today about what is it that's the trial, the struggle, the tribulation that you might be going through in your life today. What is that trial, that struggle, that difficulty, that tribulation in your life? Whatever it is, hear Jesus saying to you, be of good cheer. Now, we don't usually hear that because we hear so much of the world around us. We hear the things of the world. Whatever your trial, your difficulty, or your tribulation, your struggle is, that's usually pretty loud in your head. It's usually a pretty loud voice speaking to you. If you're faced with some kind of a health issue, you just found out the doctor said you have this that you have to battle, you have to go against. Or if you just found out you lost your job, or if you just found out your spouse wants a divorce. I mean, whatever those things are, if you just heard something, that is a loud voice in your head. And because it's so loud, it's hard to hear anything else. And remember, God is that still small voice. When Jesus speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, it's that still small, it's that quiet voice. That means we have to make another choice. This is a choice we have to make to either be quiet, be still, remove all the other sundry noises, remove all the chaotic noises of confusion, remove all of that, and just be quiet. And in that quietness, you'll hear Jesus saying to you, as he said, because this is his word. This is his word. He said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. So I can be of good cheer, even in the face of that struggle, that tribulation, that difficulty, that trial, that bad news that I may have just gotten. I can be of good cheer. And if I want to hear the voice of Jesus saying that to me, I've got to just be quiet. Listen to him. The problems are loud. The truth of Jesus Christ, we have to choose to listen. Be quiet and listen for it. Now let me read that verse again, because I want you to see something else about that verse. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Okay, one of the important things to start off with in this verse is that Jesus himself, again, this is Jesus. This is Jesus speaking to you. This is his word. It's the voice of Jesus. He's speaking to you. And he's not speaking to you something new. He's speaking to you something that is a truth that has been a truth from before the creation of the world. These things I have spoken to you. So all the promises of Jesus Christ, everything that's here in the world, in the Word. These things I have spoken to you. That in me, you may have peace. Do you lack peace today? The peace is found in him. These things I have spoken to you. That in me, you may have peace. Okay, now think about what he's saying. These things I've spoken to you. Now, if you have a red letter Bible, You're looking at John. Boy, you look at John 14, 15. We're in chapter 16. And going to 17. It is all red letter. I mean, like 96% of it is the words of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is looking back on all these things he's just said. He's pointing back to his word. And he's saying, these things that I've spoken to you, the word that I've spoken, Jesus is the word. He's saying, the word that I have spoken. So you can look at any word that's in this Bible, because this whole Bible is Jesus. This is the revelation of who he is. Jesus is saying, these things that I've spoken, the word that we have in front of us in the word of God, these things that I've spoken to you, he's spoken them so that we may have peace in him. So where does our peace come from? These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. His word was spoken, and it's here for you and I today, that in him, in this word, in this truth, we would have peace. Now he goes from there to talk about the trials and tribulations, but he's establishing, before he even mentions the trial, the tribulation, he's establishing the peace. Before you ever had any knowledge of whatever the trial, the tribulation, the difficulty that you're faced with, before you even had any knowledge of that, he'd already established peace for you. You had peace before you had the problem. You had his peace before you even had the problem. So why do we focus our attention so much on the problem? Because the greater truth and the greater reality, the stronger truth, the stronger reality, and that which you had first and was primary, was peace. Peace was primary. The tribulations and the problems, okay, those came later. But he already gave you the peace. The peace is yours. The peace is established first. The peace is yours. And if you're saying, I don't feel that peace, remember, he said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you would have peace. These things I've spoken, that in me you would have peace. He spoke these words. He spoke the word of God. He's given us his word. He's given us this Bible, that we would have peace in him. If I'm not feeling peace, rather than going to my friends, going to my family, going to strangers, telling everybody that I have all of my problems, if you're looking for peace, you're not going to find peace by sharing your problems with everybody that will listen to you. Hear me say that again. You're not going to find any peace. Because what we tend to do is, when we don't have peace, when we're upset, we're fearful, we're walking in anxiety, when we feel that kind of anxiousness, we want to tell people that, well, you know, I'm really struggling today. Well, this has just been difficult. I just don't have any peace. I'm very worried. These bad things are happening. The more people you tell that to, you're not establishing peace. On the contrary, you're just stirring up all the fears, anxieties, and worries. The peace comes from, if you're not feeling peace, it's not going to come from sharing your worries, your concerns, and your anxieties with others. Your peace is going to come from separating yourself, finding that quiet time, and reading the Word. Read the Word. It's His Word that is Him. And it's His Word, it's Jesus, that brings us this peace. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. So peace is the beginning. The peace for you is there before your trouble comes. The peace is there for you before your trial even starts, before you even know about the trial, before you even know it exists. The peace is already there for you. What's your decision going to be? Now, here's another thing. In the world, you're going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He's saying that, listen, this is just the way of life. The world is still a fallen world. Until he comes back, until he returns, it's still a fallen world. Now, we have the victory in Jesus Christ. Still a fallen world, though. And because it's a fallen world, that's why we see there's corruption. That's why we see there's lying. That's why we see there's stealing. There's murder. There's all kinds of lack of ethics. There's all kinds of unrighteousness around us all the time. It's the world we live in. And because of that, there's going to be tribulations that come to us. He's saying, be of good cheer. Don't worry about it. Be at peace. Be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world for you. Nothing for you to worry about. Nothing to gawk at here. It's all right. But he is saying there will be tribulations. There's a lot of times that we pray and we, oh, Jesus, I just pray that I don't have to go through this trial. Just deliver me from this trial. You know what? He will deliver you through the trial. You know, sometimes we get delivered from the trial. But sometimes we get delivered through the trial. And there is a difference. And it's an important difference. Because as we go through the trial and we are delivered, there's testimony. There's testimony that will change the lives of other people because they see you going through the trial. But he's saying, listen, if you're going through a trial, be at peace. I've given you peace. In me, there's peace. Be of good cheer. I've overcome. I've already conquered your problem. Nothing for you to worry about. Nothing for you to have anxiety about. Nothing for you to dwell upon here. Just keep on moving forward. Be of good cheer and be of peace because I've got it taken care of. I've got it taken care of for you. There will be trials that we go through. As Christians, you're not going to be, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. There will never be any problems in my life. That's not the way it is. There's going to be problems in your life. Jesus is saying, if you doubt that, Jesus himself is saying, in this world you'll have tribulations. When those tribulations come, be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. When those tribulations come to your life, be of good cheer because he's already overcome so that you don't have to. All you have to do is walk in it. Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. You know, it says here that I've overcome the world. That's the very last phrase here. For I have overcome the world. You know what that really means? It means that I've deprived the world of its power to harm you. Boy, that is a powerful statement. When Jesus says, now let's take this whole thing all together. These things I've spoken to you that in me you might have peace. The word of God brings us peace. And the peace is there before anything else, before the tribulation, the peace is there. He says, in the world you're going to have tribulations. You know, there's going to be problems that come up in your life. There's going to be. Even Jesus said there would be problems. But he's saying, hey, be of good cheer though. Don't worry about it. Don't dwell upon it. Know in your mind that I've already got the victory for you. So be of good cheer about that. Be of good cheer knowing that you've already got the victory in me. And the final thing he says is, I have overcome the world. Why should you be of good cheer? When you're facing a problem, when you're facing something that's difficult, why would you be of good cheer facing a trial, facing a tribulation? Why be of good cheer? Because here's how you can be cheerful. Because you know that Jesus says, I have overcome the world. In other words, he's deprived the world of its power to harm you. So whatever that trial, whatever the tribulation is, whatever the problem is, whatever the struggle is, Jesus has already deprived the world. He's already deprived that trial, that tribulation, that problem. He's deprived it of the power to harm you. He's already conquered it for you. How do we live that? We live that, we experience it by doing what he said. If you can walk in faith through your trial and be of good cheer, trusting him, you're going to see. He's deprived that problem of the power to harm you, but you've got to believe it.